Hello?
Go ahead.
Hi, is this Mr. Early's residence?
Who are you asking for?
Early F. Hilgerson?
Yeah, who's calling? Who are you?
This is Sheldon Benjamin from Gnomebook Writing. He signed up for a ghostwriting and publishing for his book.
Publishing, chorusing book?
Yes.
Say again? Okay, hold on.
No problem.
Oh, dominant.
Yeah, that's Early Hilgerson speaking.
Hello?
Hello, this is Early Hilgerson speaking.
Hi, Mr. Early. How are you doing today?
I'm not doing too bad.
This is Sheldon Benjamin. This is Sheldon Major from Gnomebook Writing. I'll be your project manager. You signed up with us for a ghostwriting and publishing package. I would like to welcome you on board. So, first things first, I'll be guiding you through the entire process of the book. But for now, I would like to know a bit more about your book before we get started. So tell me about your book. What was your inspiration? What's, you know, the summary?
Well, it's based on an idea that a person was mildly psychic and he reached up into the air with his mind and he touched another mind from another world. And that being was describing that world to him in detail.
So like a telepath?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, that's cool. So it's a fiction novel?
Yes, of course.
That's amazing. So how long have you been writing this, or is it just a concept at this time?
I've been thinking about bits and pieces of it over the years, but I never really brought anything together.
I see. So do you have any written material with you, or anything typed that you can use?
I am a very bad dyslexic. I use a program called Dragon Speak to write things down. And it saves it for me. Although I'm terrible with sentence structure and stuff like that, I just speak what I want and he writes it down in one long, drawn-out paragraph.
Okay. So do you have, can you send that paragraph over to me if that's possible?
It's not a lot of written material. I already sent one over to you. I mean, you already have one, but I'll send the one I have now.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't have as much material in it. How do I send it to you? Do you send me a link or something?
Yeah. I'll be sharing you a very specific platform on which you can share it. Do you have access to your email right now?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Can you check your email, please? You'll have two emails, one from with my name, Sheldon Benjamin, and the other would be from Creative Design Agency.
Sheldon Benjamin, okay.
Yep.
And I should open yours first?
Yeah, open the first one, and it would show you something that says to get started.
Okay.
Do you see?
And because this program I have running. Your MK affiliate incorporated response.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to click on Get Started, and you must have been guided to a account creation page, right?
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, are you done with the account creation?
I'm in receipt from corporation. I'm in the receipt here. So this is just the receipt.
In the receipt?
It says amount paid, $2.50.
Well, that's a different email.
Oh, okay.
Do you see an email with my name, Sheldon Benjamin?
Sheldon.
Mr. Hilberson, can you kindly confirm me your email? Is it EFH13@hotmail.com?
That is correct. Could you send me that message, that email again?
Yeah. Give me just 1 second. Seems like there's a typo. Let me just get it resent. Give me 1 second.
No problem. All the time you need.
Okay, here we go. Profile. Update. And you should get it now. Give me 1 second.
Okay, yep.
Okay, you should be getting an email in a moment, okay?
Very good.
Do you see it?
Not yet. Oh, there it goes. Sheldon Benjamin.
Yes.
All right. Hi, early.
Do you see the option to get started now?
Now I see that.
Yeah. So you can click on that, and you'll be guided to the platform called Teamwork. You can create your account on this platform, and then I'll guide you on how to use the platform. Okay? While you're doing that, tell me, what inspired you to write this book?
Well, you know, I read a lot of science fiction when I was young. And I wondered what other worlds would be like, you know. I knew they would not be like our world. They would be different.
Yeah.
Based on the conditions. And then I just went on to imagine what I thought the world might look like under certain conditions. And that's what I came up with.
That's a very nice idea. That's a very nice idea. So did you also read comics?
Some, but actually, as I was growing up, I was so dyslexic, I couldn't even read a comic. Only after I gotten older did I manage to learn how to read on my own. The schools couldn't teach me. They just weren't designed to do it with someone with his weird brain as mine.
I completely understand. Mr. Hilgerson, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I'm 65.
65. So, yeah, definitely back in the day when you were in school, they didn't know how to deal with dyslexic people.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
Okay,
now
I'm in this
stuff.
Okay, you want me to create a password?
Yes, I want you to create a password. This is going to be your personal account on our platform.
Okay, let me, okay, password. All right. I misplaced the keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a case sensitive?
Did you create the account?
And it says you speak.
That's great.
Okay. Okay, I would like to see you some teamwork. I sign it up, you agree? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, John, how are you?
Finish, sign up. Oh, someone's having too much fun. All right, things are popping up here. Run out, make the switch to the streaming network. Oh, that's advertisement, I guess. All right, we got a sheet here. Your admin has switched everything in your company to the new teamwork. Individual project manager. Submit.
Yes. So did you done?
Went through, huh? Good.
So on the top left, I assume you see your name right now, right?
Yes.
Okay, just below that, there are a few options like list, board, table, dashboard, right?
Yes, it's...
So in the same line...
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, in the same line, you'll see an option for messages.
Board, template, file. Messages, yep. Nobody's going to that, I assume.
Yeah, kindly click on that.
Okay, we're in.
And now when you click on that, you'll be guided to the message section where you'll see welcome on board.
Added messenger, categories, welcome on board. Yep.
Yes, can you click on welcome on board?
You betcha.
When you click on welcome on board, you'll see a message from me, right?
It says hello. I hope you are doing well, so far and so forth.
Yeah. So at the end of it, in the last line, you can see that there is there are two numbers. There's two phone numbers, right?
Yes.
The first phone number with the extension is my office phone number, okay, with the extension.
Uh-huh.
And the other cell number is my personal number that I use, okay?
Sounds good.
And if you scroll down... If you scroll down, you'll see an attachment, right? That says Gnome Book Writing Ghostwriting S, right?
Yeah.
And there are three dots. There are three dots with it, right?
That's correct.
Can you click on the three dots, please?
Sure. It's download.
Yes, you can download the form this way. Okay, I want you to download this form. Now, on this form, there's quite a bit of information that we ask just to get a general idea of what the book's about and what are we going to write on. So I want you to fill out this form and send it back to me on the platform. Now let me tell you how to respond on the platform, okay?
Okay, so I just fill in these blanks from the questions?
Yeah, you can just fill them out and you can send the form back. Now let me tell you how you'll be sending the form back to me, okay?
Okay.
So go back to the message section. Let me know when you're there.
Back
in the message section, yeah, in the welcome onboard.
Okay, how do I get back to that? Gizmo writing, ghost writing, home. Should I go home?
Home?
Yeah, at the top upper left it says home.
No, you don't have to go to home. What did she write down on the platform?
I see Gizmo book writing. Oh, yeah. And I see...
Can you go back to the message section?
I'm not sure I have to go back.
Yeah, just go back to the message section.
Right there.
Should I guide you on how to get there?
Yeah, I think so. This is all new to me.
Okay, no problem. On top left, you see your name, right?
No, I see.
What do you see on top left?
I see cut, copy, format, footboard.
Wait, where are you at?
Different kinds of fonts across the top.
So wait, did you open the form?
Yes, I did.
I'm talking about the platform, not the form. Teamwork. You have to go back to teamwork.
Could we have?
Should be on your browser.
Welcome on board.
Yeah. Are you back to welcome on board?
Yes.
Now, when you scroll down, do you see my message? Right. Hello. Hope you're doing well and all. Right.
And then it has a reply at the very bottom.
Yeah. You click on the blue add reply button, and it will open up a text box. Right?
Yes, it did.
So you can type any text here, any response to the message that you want to make, okay? And when you type any message, you'll see that below that text box, there's a post your reply button that goes blue. The moment you type something into the text box.
Yeah, text box, I'm in that.
Yeah. Type anything.
Down below that, right?
Type anything first in the text box.
Oh, right.
Anything's fine.
Okay.
Now.
Post reply?
You don't have to post reply yet. Now, above post reply, do you see an attach file option?
Yes, I see that.
Can you click on that?
Okay, it opens up something down below.
Yeah, and then it has two options, add a file or select from existing files. To add any files, like when you're done with the form, you can click on add files and then you can send the file to me, okay?
All right. Where's existing files?
Existing files are those on the platform. So right now, you don't have to deal with that. All you have to do is use the add file button, okay?
Add file, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I have that open.
So you can click on, you can type on any message, like I filled out the form, and then you can just add a file and attach the filled out form, and you can then post your reply. Okay?
Okay.
If you have any problems during this, you can always just reach out, and I'll help you out. Okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Perfect.
Okay, so I can look through my documents I already have. And insert them into this, right?
Yeah. You can also drag and drop as well. That also works.
Yeah, I can directly type in it as well.
Yeah.
Good. I'll see what materials I already have here. And I will send those.
Okay, that's perfect. And as soon as you send them over, I'll start working on them. Now, the general response time for us is, for the first response, is 7 to 10 working days because we have to evaluate and understand what we're getting into. And a team gets assigned to your project, and then the team starts working, okay? After that,
okay.
It will take 3 to, like, from your response. Now, everything depends on your feedback, okay? When we send you a draft, let's say we send you Chapter 1 or part of Chapter 1, go through it.
I'm not
give
good
it
organized.
Yeah.
I remember things. I think of things, and then I try to write them down, or I speak into a microphone, and it's very chaotic. I get sections. I get ideas about their anatomy or about their atmosphere or about how they made it into space, and I will switch from one subject to the other almost immediately. So it's not very organized.
I see. It's not a problem. We'll manage. They're professionals.
Okay.
Don't have to worry about it.
Someone's got to be a professional, not me.
It's fine. You don't have to worry about it. We'll manage, okay? Now, one important thing I want to see is that, let me see. I wanted to ask, do you have a book cover ready for this?
I have an idea for a book cover.
You have an idea for a book cover. Okay.
Yes, an image.
Do you want to get
stars,
a professional book cover done? Do you want to get a professional book cover done?
I would like it to reflect this image in whatever way is best to do it.
Because
two stars, one smaller than the other, with a planet going around it. And that's around both of the stars. And that's about it.
Okay. How about you send up us all the data over? I'll evaluate. And then I'll send you a book cover questionnaire form. Okay, you can fill out the form. Tell me the details that are required, and I'll see the kind of work we need to do on it. Okay?
Okay, sounds good. Don't expect an immediate reply. I have to go over this.
No problem. You can take your time. It's absolutely no problem.
Remember
okay?
what I said, where I put it.
I do understand. That's why I'm saying you can take your time. It's absolutely no problem.
Okay, sounds good. I'll
perfect.
Like
so I'll wait for your response. You can get back to me whenever you can, okay?
That's good.
Any questions you have for me, Early?
You know, I don't know enough to ask a decent question. What you're doing, so maybe later.
And always. We are always transparent and open to all questions that you have, okay? So whenever you feel like it, you can ask us a question, and you'll definitely get an answer, okay?
Very good.
Perfect. Now, are you still on the platform?
Say that again?
Are you still on the platform, like on in the message section?
Yes. I'm just opened up the my file section.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I can go back to the
no, it's just okay.
File.
It's okay. You remember on the when you opened up a message, it showed you who should be notified, right? Just above the attach file option, there was a who should be notified, and it showed you three names.
Okay, here, attach file, who should be notified.
Yeah, and do you see three names over there, right?
Yes, I do.
There's Sheldon Benjamin, Lisa Taylor, and Daniel McCain, right?
Yes, that's correct.
So let me give you a breakdown of who these people are. Sheldon Benjamin is me. I'm your project manager. So I'll be taking care of all the deliveries and making sure the project gets delivered.
Very good. Okay.
Now, relative to that, Daniel McCain is going to be the book strategist. His job is to make sure, since we're going for publishing on your book as well, his job is going to make sure that he guides you on how to market your book and make sure that you eventually make an earning from the book, okay?
Okay.
And Lisa Taylor is my boss. So she'll be watching, or she'll be on overwatch throughout the project. If there's any problem, she'll step in. Okay?
Okay. Got that.
Perfect. So these are the three people that will be dealing with you over the course of the project. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And I am happy that we had a talk. I look forward to continuing this project with you and getting this book live eventually.
I'll talk to you soon.
Perfect, Mr. Early. Anytime you respond, I'll get back to you. If you have any problems, you can always just drop a message on the platform, and I'll get back to you, okay?
Thank you.
Perfect.
Appreciate all your help. And
One last thing, Mr. Early. Just one last thing. Can you please tell me where you're from?
Originally, I was from Jacksonville, Florida.
Jacksonville,
Florida. Mm-hmm. Was raised... After my mom married a Navy guy, we moved to San Diego, and that's where I did a lot of my racing when I was raised.
So are you currently in San Diego?
And now I'm living in Mid Pines, California.
California.
Yeah.
California. California is Pacific time, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm going to put you down for Pacific time. I need to know these so I have an idea of, like, when I make, you know, schedule calls, since I'm in East Coast, so I need to know where you're from to understand, okay, if I'm scheduling a call, what time is it going to be on your end, right? I need to know that. Otherwise, I'll just be, if I schedule a call at 9 in the morning, it'll be like 6 on your end, so I can't do that.
No, I'm not a morning person.
Don't worry, I'm not either. Even in Eastern time, I work from 12 to 9. Like, I come at noon, and then I go at night because I can't get up in the morning.
I understand. Empathize.
Yeah. Empathize the best of us. Well, Miss Shirley, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I'll get back in touch with you when I can, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care. Have a good day. Bye.